Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, Parochial Vicar and Associate Director of the Catholic community. It is the second Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
Over the Christmas holidays, a grown man was busy working and couldn't travel home, so he arranged for his mother to visit. Falling into her motherly ways, on Sunday morning she knocked on his door. "It's time to get up." A groan could be heard coming from inside his room. "Come on, you'll be late for Mass." Come on, Mom, I don't want to go. It's so boring. Why should I go?" "Because it's a Sunday obligation. Besides, you are the bishop." I like revisiting this joke was told by a Dominican. He was actually the master of the order, and he wrote a book on why go to church. In fact, it could seem boring oftentimes at church. He wrote he was assigned to Oxford, in the most lively church, and he visited once at Stanford here, and these places where the church is really alive, the music, somewhat engaging preaching. This is as good as it gets. You're going to move out to other places, and it'll be various degrees. But why do we go to church? It's not for the entertainment. As beautiful as the music it is, why are you here at the church? We have to understand, what is the church? The Greek word ekklesia helps us begin to understand. The Greek word means a calling, to be called. The church is the place where the Lord calls people together, a gathering. The Lord calls, and the calling is each personal, but together. The church is everyone called together, a common mission. And so without understanding about the calling, then we don't know what's happening here. And it makes sense that we don't get anything out of it or much out of it. So today and these next couple weeks, we'll hear many stories of a calling. And I think Father Xavier and I will both share insights in listening to the voice of the Lord and how we can respond. So today, I just want to begin in the beginning with Samuel, this calling, and take three aspects of the calling. There's many reflections. People probably have personal connections to the story and how that's already touched them. But I just want to take three aspects of the calling of God when God calls Samuel. The first thing to notice, well, just like our good bishop, Samuel is at church because of his mother. Often in the church, women get it first. Just statistically, I've been a priest 6 years. Of the weddings I did, over 75% of the couples are there because of the woman. She wants to get married in the church, and the guy's along for the ride. I think Father Xavier has a lot more experience, similar statistics. When I got here at Stanford 2 years ago, our Catholic leadership team, it's probably about 25, 20, 30 students, the team of committed Catholics, 75% were women. Just, that's a general statistic in the church. Reading the book of Samuel, it was his mother that influenced him a lot, but I actually read it, and Samuel's father took the family, and they went up according to the religious festivals. Samuel actually had a powerful example of his father. It'd be an interesting sociological study. What were the men of ancient times like? Is it that same dynamic, or was there a switch? But Samuel's father went and offered sacrifice along with the whole family and worshiped God. We're told that he worshiped God, and then they offer sacrifice. They would offer fruits of their own livelihood, and they bring and offer some to God. And he said from those fruits, he would celebrate with his wife and give her a double portion because he loved her so much. And so Samuel was raised by this mother and father that were both religious. That's the first aspect, but he ended up coming to church, being at church. Reflecting on that, showing up. And one Jesuit says, I won't use the explicit words, but he says, faith is not where your head's at. It's not where your heart's at. These are a little expletive. It's where you're here in church. You got to show up. It's the first step. You got to show up. We turn the statistic around here at Stanford. Men have stepped up in their faith. 2 years ago, Matthew Decker invited people in our community to step up and start sharing their faith, to join small faith sharing groups. 150 people responded, and people started sharing. You know, to this day, now the Catholic leadership team is just normal. 50% men, 50% women. The president, there's a co-president, a man and a woman. It's wonderful. Everyone's stepping up now. So if you receive the invitation to step up in your faith, respond to the invitation. It's the first step of receiving the call. Just show up. The next aspect that I see in this calling is opening your heart in prayer. I learned this from Samuel's mother, Hannah. When she was there at the temple, in fact, the priest thought she was drunk. But she responded, "No, I had neither wine nor liquor. I was only pouring out my heart to the Lord. Rather, my prayer has been prompted by my deep sorrow." I think from my experience, when people experience sorrow, they grow in prayer. I witnessed a classmate in seminary that was a refugee. And he brought such a deep sense of faith into our class. Everyone else in my class was from West Coast Americans. And he brought this profound faith, and asking why he had that faith, he said it was from the night fleeing from Vietnam. His family had to put him on a boat in the middle of the night to escape without his family, with kind of somewhat strangers from his town. And they were at sea, drifting at sea. No one on the boat even had nautical skills. They didn't know where to go. They were stuck at sea. They just knew they had to escape for safety. And he said during that time, he prayed so intensely. He prayed both for himself, but more so, he was thinking of his family, and he felt connected to God. When I would see him after that, we'd come out of prayer, and he always had this profound sense of prayer. And it really moved me. He said from even that experience of drifting at sea, they were overtaken by pirates. They stole everything. But he was actually relieved to see people, and the pirates actually pointed them how to get to land. Saved by pirates. I would not wish this experience on any enemy of mine. To be a refugee like this. The refugee is going through horrendous situations now. People are being smuggled and imprisoned and enslaved in various countries. There's so much suffering going on in the world. And we need to open our hearts to help them. The church has asked us for this week to be in solidarity with refugees and immigrants. But at the same time, from that experience, that we should invite them, not only help them and pray for their own countries to turn around, but invite them to be with us. They bring such richness. Oftentimes, people in our country look down on their poverty and their desperation. But in fact, they are richer than us. Richer in faith, richer in connections to God and connections to others. We should see that as a treasure. That second aspect of receiving the calling is opening up our hearts to God. We're told that Samuel, when he heard the calling, he didn't know what to do yet. He was kind of confused. He kept going to the priest. He would show up to Eli, "You're calling me, here I am." He wouldn't know how to respond. And that's true. We need to learn time to how to listen to the Lord, how to open up and share our faith. We have learned, I think Father Xavier says, peers need peers to respond in faith. Permission to believe. That's why we have faith sharing groups among peers, that it's okay to share your faith. When you're invited in those places, it's hard to respond, but you come and people show you that it's good to share your faith and how to do that, how to open up your heart. Today at Mass, when we have our prayers, someone will lead us in the prayers all together. but we'll have 30 seconds that you can open up your heart in silence to God. Be a time to pour your faith out. But once again, this really is easier in small faith-sharing groups to really to practice that, to open it up. So I invite you, during Lent, we'll start more groups for all the permanent community. They're starting up again for the students this week. Respond generously, learning how to open our hearts to God. And the final aspect that I'd like to reflect on in the calling of Samuel is listening in silence. Once again, the first instinct of Samuel was to go and speak to the priest. But the priest finally, after the third time, he said, "Go back and tell God, speak, Lord, your servant is listening." We need to make that time to listen to God. Now, I want to rejoice our Catholic students. We started in the fall quarter and this winter quarter. Last weekend, we were away for a retreat. And we've started every quarter, make that time for retreat. And the students, they're all encouraged to pray 15 minutes on their own daily. And on retreat, they take an hour to pray personally. And then we come back and pray together as a group. By that personal listening, then we can make time to make plans for the school term. Some time in prayer for listening. I've come to realize if we made 15 minutes to pray, have some time to scripture, some time for opening our hearts to God, about 2 minutes of that 15 minutes should put aside for listening. Should be probably the final 2 minutes. After you've learned to put yourself in the presence of God, open your hearts to God, then sit back and listen. I tell God finally, okay, I've shown up. The first step, I've shown up. Here's where I'm at. Here's what I think you're telling me. Let me just sit back now and listen. Let me listen to you. Let me know that you are here. After today, after we pour out our hearts in prayer, right now, the prayers of the faithful, let us pray that here at the Eucharist, that we recognize the presence of the Lord. Samuel, we were told that he recognized the word of the Lord and it followed him. Let's pray that we recognize the presence of the Lord here on this altar. Let us recognize the presence. Lord, you are here in the Eucharist. Lord, you are here in the people that you call. Lord, let us recognize your presence in your church.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.